Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Neva Roney. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Brad White, director of the Beef Cattle Institute and a production medicine professor at K-State's School of Veterinary Medicine. Dr. White, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Neva.
Today, Dr. White is chatting with me about his research into bovine respiratory disease. He was awarded a grant to build a multidisciplinary team to research how the secondary diseases form in cattle infected with bovine respiratory disease. The team is sampling over 2,400 cattle in Texas and Kansas to assess mortalities in feedlots. So, Dr. White, just to begin, could you give an overview of your research, expertise, and why or how you found your way into it?
Sure. Thanks, Neva. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. And as you mentioned from the start, this is really a team project. So we have a lot of good collaborators, both here at Kansas State, and we're working with some other states, including Colorado State, Texas A&M, Mississippi State University. So we've got faculty from across the country, and respiratory disease is one of the important aspects that we work with. I'll talk a little bit about the expertise of that team. We have people who are very skilled at investigating both some of the individual pathogens, some of the medical side or the physiology of what occurs, as well as the pathology aspects. So we're trying to approach this disease, maybe a little bit different approach that has been tried in the past, both in how we're targeting the cases that we're selecting and what we're trying to accomplish.
Awesome. So what is bovine respiratory disease and why is this research so needed?
Great question. So bovine respiratory disease in general is basically pneumonia in cattle. It's our most frequently occurring disease that we see in calves post-weaning. But we're looking at a very specific target area in that we're looking at pulmonary disease that occurs relatively late in the feeding phase. So after these cattle have been weaned, they've been put on feed, a lot of times we see our respiratory disease, and a synonym for respiratory disease is shipping fever. A lot of us have heard of that, and shipping fever, as you might guess, occurs soon after shipping. Now, what we've started to see and really noticed in the last 5 to 10 years is we're seeing some disease later in the feeding phase, and it's not just our typical shipping fever. We'll certainly see some respiratory disease, but we also see a different, and most of that respiratory disease, we could come up with a list of bacteria and viruses that are causing it. We're going to treat it very similarly, but there's also a different syndrome that's called interstitial pneumonia. Now, interstitial pneumonia, we don't see some of those same bacteria. So we're working on a couple aspects, and the reason that this becomes important is we don't have a good way to clearly distinguish those syndromes when the animals are alive. So we're trying to figure out what are some of the risk factors that may lead to interstitial pneumonia? What are some of the risk factors that lead to respiratory disease or shipping fever, but it's late in the feeding phase, and trying to sort out those differences between those. One of the reasons that many producers care about this, a couple reasons. One, if you happen to be a feed yard or somebody that's feeding cattle, having those cattle that have been there for a while, they're adjusted, and then they get sick at 60, 80, 90 days after they've been there can be very problematic because that's outside of our expected window. Two, if I'm a cow-calf producer and I'm sending cattle to those operations, if I retain ownership or if I don't, I'm doing a lot of things to prepare those calves for the next phase of their life, and I want them to be healthy throughout. So we need to understand what are some of the factors that may be impacting that.
The International Consortium for Antimicrobial Stewardship in Agriculture awarded Dr. White and his team $1.2 million worth of grant for the research. An additional $1.2 million in matching funds were provided by Colorado State University, Innovative Livestock Services, Five Rivers Cattle Company, Kansas State University, Mississippi State University, NanoString, Texas A&M University, and Veterinary Research and Consulting Services for a $2.4 million total research investment. Would you say the goal of the research is sort of like the education to ranchers to know what they're looking at and when they're looking at it? Or is it like prevention, treatment? How would you say that?
Great question, Eva. So I would say the goal of the research is to better define what we're dealing with. And I'm going to go back to your question because you said, what is bovine respiratory disease? There's about 8 major pathogens that can cause bovine respiratory disease, 8 major bacteria and viruses. And there is this interstitial pneumonia that I talked about. We tend to lump things into one bucket and say it's respiratory disease, it's pneumonia, it's one of those things. Our goal is to better characterize what are some of those specific case types so that we can customize both prevention and treatment? And then I'll throw in that we also want to be able to better diagnose those. So the biggest goal of this project is not necessarily how do we understand more about the disease from an education standpoint. It's how can we be more specific? So when we say respiratory disease, are we talking about a specific pathogen type, a specific timing, or this interstitial pneumonia? Because each of those may have a different response on our part. And our goal is to work backwards. How do we identify some of these cases more clearly and distinctly to enable us to come up with interventions, treatments, therapies, and preventions that will help us take care of this process?
So what is that process of research then? Walk me through how you go about the research.
This is why it is really good to have a collaborative team that has a lot of skills in different areas. So we've got people that have studied some of these diseases for many years, and we designed a series of projects or evaluations. And one of the things that we're doing is looking at cattle that were sick with naturally occurring disease and trying to collect a lot more information on those animals, trying to start with the diseased cattle, figure out, okay, how is this different from maybe another disease? And we're doing a little more in-depth type evaluations of those animals than typically we have time to. And I'll say in-depth, and that means, yes, we're taking a closer look at the individual animal. Yes, we're taking a look at some of the pathology process, but we've also got some cases that will be looking at historical records, what has happened to them before. We'll be looking at individual diagnostic type information. So we'll send some samples off to the lab to try to figure out what are some of the things going on.
Has the research shown anything substantial or definite yet? Or are we still kind of in that data collection, figuring out what's going on stage?
So we're in the early stages of collecting data. So we just started this summer of 24, with collecting some of our field samples. Although we have been collecting historical data from some of these operations and looking at what are some of the risk factors, we've got multiple students at these different institutions, including Kansas State, working on these projects in conjunction with the faculty. And as you said, is there anything substantial yet? Absolutely. Are we ready to verify and start saying, hey, we should do something different? Not yet. However, what I think is important, and back to our overall goal, we have established that there are multiple categories of these respiratory diseases that actually have different factors associated with them. So they have different cattle characteristics, different timing of disease onset. And the next step is to figure out, now, can we distinguish those when the animal's alive so we can make some different choices?
What has been your biggest takeaway thus far since you began this project in the summer?
I think my biggest takeaway is that by collecting this level of information that we are, because typically we don't have the time or resources to collect the level of information that we are finding. And I wouldn't expect that most producers are going to want to go through this process. However, we're finding out that some pieces of information are really valuable and some things may be occurring more frequently than what we thought in the past. And so we're starting to develop a new baseline, a new understanding of where are these current disease processes and how many times do we see concurrent disease or diseases that are occurring at the same time? And in fact, we've seen that quite frequently. Often we're focused on one disease entity. And sometimes if I treat just that one, I may be ignoring an important underlying problem.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I appreciate the time to discuss this. I'll just re-emphasize some of the things that we've talked about. Projects like this don't come together from a single person. There's a whole team that's behind this. We've got a fabulous team of collaborators that we work with in multiple areas. I did not mention here internally on this project, we've got a nutritionist involved, an ag economist involved, veterinarians involved, people from the production side and external collaborators that are working to drive this question. The cool thing about this research project is this was driven by questions from producers directly. Why are we seeing this? What can we do different? How do we go forward? And through this research project, we're able to directly assess those projects while working with some of the producers that ask those questions.
That was Dr. Brad White, director of the Beef Cattle Institute. Thank you for coming on Inside Ag today.
Thanks, Nima.
That's it for this episode of Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. If you enjoyed today's show, be sure to give us a like and share this with others.